Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, my name is Ram Sharma. I work for ICARDA as a wheat breeder in Central Asia and Caucasus region. It is good to follow up the previous speaker. I do not have to tell much about yellow rust because he has said a lot about that. And also, even though more and more APR genes are becoming available, the problem in developing world is still there. And that's what I will tell you. I will use a few abbreviations. I suppose everybody knows about ICARDA, CIMIT, what it stands for. International Winter Wheat Improvement Program stands for this IWWIP, and this is a collaborative wheat breeding program involving Government of Turkey, Ministry of Agriculture, CIMIT and ICARDA. And IWWIT means International Winter Wheat Yield Trials, which are prepared and distributed, developed and distributed by International Winter Wheat Improvement Program. Then we'll see some long name of countries like Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, maybe new to many of you. And in this region, stripe rust is popularly called yellow rust. What I will talk today, primarily I will tell you a little bit about the background problem of stripe rust in Central Asia region, introduction and evaluation of improved germplasm from International Winter Wheat Program in the region, and some successes that we have achieved recently. For those of you who do not know the region, Central Asia region includes 5 countries: Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan, surrounded by Russia, China, Afghanistan, and Iran. Stripe rust has been a serious problem in the region, which is reflected through 5 serious region-wide epidemics in the last 12 years, and the most recent in 2010. I have given here 2 varieties which were very widely grown and they become susceptible to a stripe rust. Then other varieties occupying major area in the region in different countries. I have 5 countries of Central Asia and adjoining 3 countries of Southern Caucasus, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Azerbaijan and Georgia. And these are the leading cultivars grown there, and we see stripe rust level on them. So it's a huge problem there to replace these varieties. Our studies in past 2 years have shown that there is about 28% to 30% grain yield reduction due to stripe rust in these studies in Uzbekistan and Tajikistan. So about 3 years back, we started a focus program with the support from the International Winter Wheat Improvement Program, and we introduced about 200 improved germplasm from the IWWIP. Now, in 2009 and 2010, as I shown, there were severe epidemics of yellow rust, so it allowed us to select resistant genotypes, and based on grain yield, quality, other agronomic traits along with stripe rust, we selected 23, and the 23 lines were evaluated in 2011 in Uzbekistan, where I work, and other countries in Central Asia as well. Now this slide and the next slide will show the severity of stripe rust. See, this was the selection that was made in 2010, and this 2011 evaluation in Azerbaijan and in Kazakhstan. Besides, we also have evaluation of stripe rust of these 23 selected lines in Kazakhstan. The additional line. These are the standard checks in Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and Azerbaijan. So what we summarize from these 2 graphs are that the 23 lines that were selected for highly resistant in 2010 in Uzbekistan, 14 of them were resistant in Azerbaijan as well as in Kazakhstan. Out of those 14, 10 were also resistant to leaf rust. For agronomic and other characters of these 23 lines, they were high yielding. This irrigated wheat, 6 to 8 tons yield potential there, and they were either comparable to or better than the local checks used for grain maturity and quality parameters. In past 2 years, 6 of these resistance lines have been submitted to the government of Uzbekistan, 3 in 2010, 3 in 2011, all originating from International Winter Wheat Improvement Program. These are different nurseries and pedigrees. And these 6 lines, we hope that they will replace these major cultivars being grown in the region, which have very high disease severity, and most of them became susceptible in 2009 and 10 epidemics. One of these cultivars has been identified as the earliest maturing among all cultivars being grown, and this is going to replace one susceptible cultivar, Chilaki, in the region, and large-scale seed production is being grown by giving a prospective variety. Then other cultivar, high-yielding, strep-resistant. This year there was severe drought in the region, and under limited number of irrigation, when irrigation water is not available, this was relatively lower yield reductions compared to other cultivars adapted to irrigated management. Some seed multiplication of these 3 resistant cultivars has been done in 2011, and more will be done in the following years. So I will conclude with this remark that strep rust remains a serious problem in Central Asia, and our estimates show that about 30% yield reductions. However, good thing is that we are having more and more germplasm coming out of IWWIP, International Winter Wheat Program, which are sowing resistant in the region. Of course, there is a big problem of proper evaluation of the genotypes, lack of facility to screen them properly for the strep rust. So that remains a challenge, and if that happens, more germplasms could be identified as potential varieties. And what is not happening in the region is accelerated variety testing. This release process, it remains about 7-8 years from the time a germplasm introduced into this region. It remains 7-8 years in the pipeline before it becomes a variety. So I will like finally to thank some of the collaborators in Uzbekistan and other parts in Central Asia. I'm very obliged to the support from ICARDA and CIMIT to the region supports are allowing such work to happen. International Winter Wheat Program, continuously supplying required germplasm, and the 2 persons, Alma and Mustasim, who supplied data for strep rust this year. And of course, fungicide work was supported by BASF. Finally, I acknowledge the help of this young group of scientists in Uzbekistan. If you know Central Asia, the average age of breeders are about 65. So if you find a group of young researchers, you feel fortunate to work with. And these are researchers in an institute in Uzbekistan, Karsi, who is helping on doing all this accelerated development of variety. Thank you.
So our speaker was very economical with his time, and we have 5 minutes until the next presentation, so plenty of time for questions.
Which API genes are there, which are what?
and nobody knows. Nobody is doing that work. Yes.
Your method of resistance to stem rust is early maturation.
Not stem rust.
No.
No, it's stripe rust. No, not necessarily. But there are early variety giving high yield and also mid maturity. We do not select late maturing. And stipe rust problem will depend on the type of weather that will follow, how severe will be winter, and then how wet will be early spring, and that will allow more like a disease development than susceptible variety per se. Yeah, if you look, now we can see that like Parush, okay, Bekuna, these are now having APR in Simit crossing, so they are coming, but kind of it is not, and these are selected in multi-location trial in Turkey before it comes to the region. But as such, the national partners do not have capacity to do that. But these data show that they have APR, adult plant resistance. But for study sake, we cannot say, because there are other, not only that is, that only parent having that resistance gene, there are other parents also having. Yeah, no, there is difficulty in this region. There is no English. They do not speak English, so they do not, most of the students, professors, do not read any literature.
What I meant is that having some collaboration with the
developer. Again, that is also a difficulty. Many times they are not selected because they do not have English proficiency. But we are with Simiti Karda, we are trying to help on that, and a number of them are getting training, so maybe in 5 years there will be capacity developed.
When I was in Kusak, there was one thought that why not to give that work which we cannot do in Canada or inside of these institutions, give it to some of the academic institutions in the USA or Canada, and they can get done from their schools.
Yeah, at that time, international centers used to have a lot of money for training, not these days and not anymore. Okay, they say that you come with your own funding, very limited support for international training like that, that used to be. In 20 years back.
Okay, one more very quick question, or should we just break it off there? Okay, thanks again, Rob.